and that you test on a base. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara, and then we'll see cases in Yod Hashem. We hear in the Mishneh, Atal Medoilim, Mo'odem, Mahalech, Kedalkam, Ulishavet. And then it says further, Oyo Dliu Kosha Baraklov, Mishalem Chatzimezik. So the Gemara says as follows, Omar Rahune, Loishamu Elo Shemiksha Ma'ilo. This Aloche, Dliu Kosha Baraklov, we pay Chatzi Nezek, but his basket was Niksha Me'ema. It was, got attached by itself. Havokshore Yodom, but if a person tied the Dliel to the Talmudu, Chayit, then Chayit, the patient says Chayit means Nezek Shalom. So the Gemara starts elaborating, explaining this memra of Rahune. Niksha me'elov man chai. If it was Niksha me'elov, then the Mishnah says you pay chatzi nezek. Who pays? We have two participants in the hezek. We have the Baal HaTalmagil and the Baal HaDli. And you're telling me Niksha me'elov chatzi nezek is paid. Who pays? If you'll tell me that the Baal has little faith, so what is the case? Either Asnei, if he hid the Dlil in his house, and the Talmud girl went into his house and got attached to this Dlil and took it out, honestly, so he's an honest. So why should the Baal HaDlil have to pay? The Eloi Atznei, and if he did not hide this Dlil in his house, and from Rashi it seems he put it into the Rishus HaRab, and then the Talmud girl got attached to this Dlil, and they took it further in the Rishus HaRab, and someone fell over this Dlil, this Peisheyahu. So then the Baal HaDlil is a Peisheyah. So therefore he should pay Nezek Shomei. I'll put it. So, Niksha Me'elo, to pay Chatzi Nezek, and the Baal HaDlil, it does not make sense. Elo Chayiv, Baal Talmagel. So we'll say that the Mishnah that says, Niksha me'elov, you pay, Chatzi Nezek is going on the Baal HaTalmagel. So the Gemara says, I don't understand it. Maishne kulei nezek deloi, why shouldn't the Baal HaTalmagel pay the complete nezek? The Gemara has learned now that speaking about that this Lil became a boil and someone was genetic through this birth, Maishna Kulei Nezek Deloi, Bersi Ki Yiftach Ish Boyer, Deloi Shoyer Boyer. We learn out that the Chiyu, to pay for Boyer, is Batka, a Boyer that was created through an Ish. A Boyer that is created through Mamoinoi, I'm not responsible for such a Boyer. Is Chatzi Nezek Name Ish Boyer V'Loi Shoyer Boyer. So we have to understand, we have this memra of Ravune that says, Lo Yishanu Elo Shenikshe Me'elov, and Nikshe Me'elov you pay Chatzi Nezek. So we can understand if the Hezek was that this Dlil became a boil by Shusarabim, the amount of Chatzi Nezek is not understandable. not mitzad the Baal Havlil, and not mitzad the Baal HaTalmega. So the Gemara says, Elo masnitzen ba'adye aduye. The Mishnah is speaking about that this dlil became attached to the Talmigil, and the Talmigil threw the dlil, and the hezek was a yedei tzoyres. So the Mishnah is not speaking about that the dlil was mazik, that the dlil was mazik a yedei boyer, no, it was mazik a yedei zrike, nitzoyres. Now when I mentioned that was iksha me'ila, we'll see that the machlekes rashi in taste. But al koponim, the chiyu of chatzi nezik mitzad the Baal HaTalmigel is when the Talmigel derech hiluchai was zoyrek the dlil, and the dlil was mazik kaila. From the mele, this is chayret, and the Baal HaTalmigel is chay. Now that what Rav Huna said, that Shorei Odom, so the Odom is Chayim. Rav Huna is speaking about a different case. B'chiyitme b'Rav Huna b'alme yitme. Dlil hefker. If we have a dlil hefker, and it was niksha me'elo to a Talmigel, and the Talmigel was mazik al yedei boil, so dlil hefker omar Rav Huna niksha me'elo potter. So it's potter because there's no violum to the dlil, and the Baal HaTalmigel is potter of the drash of ish boil b'loy sherba. Shalei Odom, but if an Odom tied this dlil to a Talmigel, and this Talmigel took this boil out into the Rishus Arab, so Chayim, so then the Odom is Chayim, Mishimai Chayim, Omar, Rapune, Bamanoyach, Mishim Boiloi, Hamid Galgo, Beragli Odom, Beragli Behemoth. Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Loi Shonu, Bechatzi Nezek, Besuloi. So first the Gemara understood that Rav Huna is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah that said you pay chatzi nezek is dafke eloshen niksha me'elo hadlil beregel hatalmigel. Was niksha me'elo, then there's a tashlumim of chatzi nezek. Avol kshorei yodo. Chayim hakoysha nezek sholem. Havi boyer, if a person tied it to the Talmigel, and he's chayv nezek shalom v'havi boyer. V'mniskal boy odom, chayiv v'niskoy. And will be chayiv on the hezek of a odom of a person should find it. So the Gemara says, but the Mishnah is speaking about niksha me'elo of the masnisen. Man chayiv l'shlumei chatzi nezek, who's chayiv by niksha me'elo? Ibalad liu, she'ena talmigel shalom. It's not his talmigel, but it's his dlil. And he's a participant in the hezek. So the Gemara says, so ida atznei, she's an omnus. If it's loyatznei, pesheyo, v'kulei nezek boi l'shlumei, sherei boiroi hu שהשליחוי מרשוס הרב. So it would seem from the lashon of Rashi, the loy atzne means he put the bril lechatchila in the rishus haram, and the Talmago took it on a different block. But al kaponim, the loy atzne means he put it b'mokim hilach haram. He was koira abur rishus haram. The Talmago took it further in the rishus haram. Kulei nezit boi lishlumei, sherei boi rayu shishlicha lishus harabim. So even though it was niksha me'elo, he should be chayim. Elo da'atznei bebeisoi. No, he hid this lil. Voitziei ta'anagol mebeisoi. V'chayim ba'la ta'anagol. So the Gemara said, so why, how do you derive the cheshbon of chatzi nezik? If you'll say you don't pay nezik sholem because it's ish boir v'loy sher boir. The pasuk says ki yichre ish boir omar achman. V'loy ki yichre sher boir. V'hai tliu talmagel kalo. The talmagel was kaira de boir. So he shouldn't be chayv to pay anything. Elo, masnisin loy mitukme elo ba'adye aguye. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Talmagel threw the glue. Shezorak ha-Talmagel ha-glue. Vishiber bizrikose kele, and through this zrike broke kele, and the chiyuv of the bar atam the girl, the habit soyrus. So this is soyrus. Now Rashi adds something over here. Vafilu, in the case of adye yaduye, Rashi says, Vafilu, Shorei Odom Nami. Even a person tied this glil to the Talmagel, and the Talmagel was Zerik the glil, Loi Mishalem Elo Chatzi Nezek Bal HaTalmagel, Akesha Pota, Shuloi Niskal Odom Beboiler. That means if the hezek came about through the zrika of the Talmagel, so the Baal Hadlil is potter, and the Baal Talmagel pays chatzi nezek. Now, why the Baal Hadlil is potter, we'll see in Taisvitz, Ruschelik on Rashi. Rashi says, as long as it's not a boyer of the Baal Hadlil, the Baal Hadlil is potter. But there's another Shaila which is asked, let's just, that we're holding now by this Rashi. Rashi says, that if Reuven tied a glil to the regal of Shimon's Talmagel, so Shimon is chayim of tzchayres. Now, these tzchayres came about through the glil. Now, how was the Baal HaTalmagel, Shimon, supposed to know that Reuven tied a glil to his Talmagel, that he should watch his Talmagel, that it shouldn't be Zerik the glil? I mean, let us make the kasha interesting. The Talmagel, they live in a modern city, everything is paved, there's no pebbles, there's no stones. So Memela, he had nothing but to worry about. All of a sudden, this Shimon decided to tie a glue to his Talmagel's foot. That was a glue tied to the foot, so the Talmagel running around, this glue could break Caleb. But how was Reuven supposed to know about this Mishigat that Shimon did? Why is Reuven chai? This kasha the Chazeni shares. And according to Rashi, Rashi makes an account of speaking about even that the Baal HaGlil tied it to Shimon's Talmagel. So why is Shimon chai? So the Chazeni says one of the two. Either it is speaking about that Reuven, that Shimon tied the glue at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Reuven sees his Talmagel with the glue, and she's making a lot of noise, says, oh, how cute, and oh, who was the genius who tied it to your foot? It looks so nice, and does. So he was aware of it. So my male is so cute and nice is very good, but should realize this Dilil is a potential mazik of tzoyl. That's one tenet of the Chazenish. I'll call you to say it's speaking about that the Baal HaTalmagel was aware of this Dilil that was attached to his Talmagel. Or we will say that it's speaking about that it wasn't a paved street. There were a lot of pebbles in the street. So that means you are pesheya to let your Talmud go out of the street because it can be mazik with 2,000 pebbles in the street. So it could very easily be mazik. God, it wasn't mazik with the pebbles. It was mazik through a glil which you were unaware of. But that's called chilose b'pshiye b'soife b'ay. These are the two mahalchim that the Chazenish says. Let us go further. Abul Kaponim, so Rashi says, when the Talmagel is mazik ayyidei tzoylis, so then the whole achrayis to pay for the hezek is only on the Baal HaTalmagel, not at all on the Baal HaGlil, even if he was kosher and b'yadayim. So that was what Rav Huna said, if you were kosher b'yadayim, yechayiv nezek shalom. He's not speaking about the case of our Mishnah, which is speaking about a case of tzveira. The Rabuna Lame took Mamas Nisna Allah Baal Meitma, Bahochi Yitma, Dlil Hefka. He said, Rabuna is speaking about another case, a Dlil Hefka. Nitsha Me'elo the Talmudil. A Dlil Hefka got attached to a Talmudil. Viniskal Boy Odo. And the person tripped on it. So then, everyone is put. The man lechai, who should be chai? The lil less lay by lil. The lil is a lil shall have kin, so he can't be chai. Bal talmagel nami, ish boyer omar achmone, roi sherbet. The bal talmagel is also put up because even though the boyer that was made here is a yedei talmagoy loy, but it's ish boyer b'leishar. Koshrei odom chay. What is if a person tied this lil to the talmagoy? Hakosher chayev hakosher. Now all of a sudden Rashi says something very interesting, which will have to be explained when we learn Taisvis. The Kanye Bahagbo, through the process of tying it to the Talmagel, so there is a Agbo, say, even though there wasn't any kavana to be kaimer, but you kaimer shaloi be kavana. V'yesh loy lahai dlil baila. So now, this dlil has baila. He tied this to an avagir. Shemai mechai, malav b'er ma'al yu, shalei hizik, b'mokeim shekoshrei shom. It's not a real boil. A real boil is, if it was mazik b'mokeim that the boil was put down, here it was mazik someplace else. Shatal le'gol le'mokeim achel. Boirei ha'mizgalgul, ha'maisim le'lei b'pei rekameh, v'atzad ha'shot. Avedim is Galgul is also high. Now let us see Taisvit. Avon Koshrei Odom Chayev Peirish Bosol Denayev. We're speaking about that Pshat Merapomet that after the Glil was Noch, someone tripped over it. Mishim Boyev. V'lav davke koshoy. Now Taisva says the lotion of Ravune is really not necessary. Not that he tied it to davke al kol heicha v'loy atzniyei kikoshoy dami. If he was not careful where he left the glue, so it's equivalent to kosher. Kidikoma idolei atzniyei toisheyahu. If he did not leave it in a protective place, he's a toisheya. So first of all, so there's one anhogi that Facebook says that you don't need kosher. Afilu loy atznei. Ela masnisin b'da'adye azuye. The Mishnah is speaking about ba'adye azuye, ba'ayri b'dlil hefker, oy dechavrei ba'atzk. So Taisa says, klo, not like Rashi. Taisa says it is speaking about adye azuye, that the only one who's chayim is the Bala Talmagil, is speaking about adlil hefker. Hoy dechavrei, or it belongs to someone ba'atznei, so the owner of the glil is at all not a participant in the hezik, because he's a tzedkah, or he hit it, and he's an onus. So the only culprit who's chayim for the hezik of tzedkah is the balatani. V'chi itma derachune, Baal meidma. The way me took me now. So Taisus all of a sudden had a problem. Taisus says, we saw already the previous Taisus was Maramis this already. Taisus held that if the only case that the Talmud girl was mazik b'tzoyres, so the baal hadlil is potter is only if it's a dlil shall have get is no baalim or the atznei. But if it was posha or retied it, so then the baal hadlil is also chay. We'll see soon why. So memele. So Taisus had a problem. So it could be Rav Huna is speaking about the case of the Mishnah. Rav Huna is speaking about the case that the town girl was mazik b'tzoyres. But since the Baal Adlil also was a participant in the hezik, so he should also be chayim. So why did the Gemara have to say that Rav Huna is not speaking at all in the case of the Mishnah? He can be speaking in the case of the Mishnah. And both will be chayiv. The Baal HaKarv goes chayiv als tzoyrich, and we'll see he'll be mechayiv als eish. So Tosfos says, the loy metuk me amas nisen. We can't say that Rav Huna is speaking on the case of the Mishnah. The Pshoroi Odom Chayiv, the Loshen of Rav Huna, Mashma Hakel. It would seem that the Kosher is Chayiv completely. Uva Adye Aduye Nami Chayiv Baal HaTalmud. Adye Aduye, the Baal HaTalmud girl, is also Chayiv. So Memele, so that is why we can't say that Rav Huna is speaking about the Mishnah. Ubekuntres perich, the loyme took mamas nisen, mishum shekoyshe hoya pota, ki vendad yeduye shlo niskal odom beboyle. Vekoshe le perushoy, mikomokim lechayev mishum ishoy. So Tosfos says, I don't understand, why can't you say that Rav Huna is going to the case of the Mishnah, and the Baal, the Lil, will be Chayiv Otz Eish? Ahave ka'avnei b'sakinoi u'masoi she'nichon v'roj gadoi. V'noflu v'ruach metzuye v'zike b'hadi. It was mazik the ruach metzuyah. The high parvagel havek ruach metzuyah. With the posh idolay atne poishayo. The Gemara said if loy atne is a poishaya. So you see, this is called a ruach metzuyah. Now let us just elaborate a little on what Tosfos is saying. Let us try to understand Rashi a little. The Gemara, when the Gemara was speaking about, first the Gemara understood that the Dlil was Mazik of Boil. That the Dlil got the middle of the Rishus Arab and was mazik al zbor. So the Gemara said, now who's chayiv? If you say that the Baal HaDlil is chayiv, ita atznei, if he hid the Dlil, the Talmud came on its own accord, so he's an onus, a Baal HaDlil is potter. He hid the Dlil, the Talmud came, so he's potter. Either loy asnei, if he was not matzniyah. So Tosfos understood what does loy asnei mean. That means he has a big yard that's open to the rishus harav. Loy asnei, everyone can come into the yard. He has a dlil over there, a bright red dlil, and this talmigel sees the dlil. And he goes over to the dlil, lo yatznei, he's a pesheya, so he's chayiv. So the Gemara said he should be chayiv nezek shoreh. So now Tosfos said, let's understand. He left the dlil in his front yard. Now the front yard is not a rishus harav. But the front yard, with leaving the door open, means that a Talmud Gil could come and get attached to this Dalil and take it out to the Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, therefore, the Baal HaDlil should be Chayiv Nezek Sholem. Rishayim. Now, why am I Chayiv Nezek Sholem? It's not my Talmud Gil. My Dalil I left in my front yard. So why am I Chayiv? So Tosfos says, is Muchach from the Gemara that this scenario, that leaving a dlil in an open front yard, with Talmud Goylem strutting back and forth in front of your front yard, and Talmud Goylem seemed to get attached to Adlil. So this is Aluach Metzuya. This is a double which will normally occur. So you had no right to, keep your Dlil in your front yard with the door open, because you have to assume that a Tanagon will come in, take the Dlil, bring it to Rishus HaRabim. This is equivalent to Avnoi Misakinoi Umasoi Shenichoi Berishkadoi V'noflu Beluach Metzuye, and someone went and tripped on it and fell. The Gemara said on the wall that he's high, because it's called I'm a Kairaber. That means if I put something at a kola, which I they are Luach Metzuye will become a Ber Mishusarat, so I'm considered a Kairaber. So Memele, and if the Gemara said blankly, either Layatne Peshay or Taisus means Peshay means he's Chayav Altsboil. So Memele see a Talmagil is a Ruach Mitzvah. That we see from the Gemara. Taisus is not bringing a Raya from statistics, Taisus bringing a Raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says he's Chayav Altsboil, so you see it's a Ruach Mitzvah. We'll come back to this Raya soon, but let's go further. So Taisus says, so therefore, if it is a Ruach Mitzvah, so now let us say that the Talmudger, let's speak about the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah was, if, let's say, he left his Dlil in his front yard, a Talmudger came and got attached to his Dlil, and the Talmudger is walking in the Rishus HaRabim, and this Lil went and it was swinging away through the hillock of the Tarnagel and went and it broke a cable. So Taisus says, if we, after we assume that the hillock of a Tarnagel is a Ruach Metzuya, and this was Mazik Derech Hilukai, so the Baladlil should be Chayav Al Teish. I mean, this is a mathematical cheshbet. If the hiluch of a Talmud goes to Ruach Metzuya, there was Mazik Vahadi Eluchai, so this is Eish, so you should be Chayav Al Teish. So Memele, so Taisu said, Tzaybazoi, so maybe Rabun is speaking about the Mishneh, the Talmud goes is Chayav Al Teish. About the Talmud goes, we have two participants in the Hezi. About the Talmud goes Chayav Al Teish. That's a new Mechayav Al Teish. That's what Taisu said. This is Einachanami, but Rabuna said in Koshroi, Chai means he's Chayim completely. If it's Tzairis, he's not Chayim completely, because there are two Shutvim in the Hesig. The Baal Atalmagel is Chayim al Tzairis, and the Baal Adlil is Chayim al Tzairis. That's what Taisha says. Now Rashi said, Rashi vehemently disagreed with Taisus. Rashi said, "Afulu the Baal Adlil tied it, not that he left it in his front yard. He tied it to the regal of the Dlil. He tied the Dlil to the regal of the Talmagel, and the Talmagel was Mazik Al Yedei Tzoyres, the Baal Adlil is Potter." It was a machlokes min hakotze. A lakotze, Taisus says he's chayav, but he didn't tie. He just left it b'mokim, b'gulet, was atznei, so he's chayav al tzeish already. And Rashi says, afilu he tied it, he's also pot. So we have to understand Rashi. L'chayav Taisus says, a moira b'gechesh. So I'd like to mention two mahalchim to understand Rashi. One mahalach is a very interesting tachlis topic. The etzem svore, he says, I bring down this Rashi, but the Baska that says this svore, he says a very interesting svore. He says as follows, the mazik of Eish is diet is described as follows. I have an eish. An eish mitzadats me is a mazik. An eish consumes. No, if it's on my table, my candles, it's an eish mitzadats me is the koich las. Now, I made the eish in such a meifen that a ruach metzuya will make it travel. So I put my candles next to the curtains, which are next to the top. Mekitza, there was a derech al pihuach metzuya that my eish should get to my neighbor's field. That's exactly what happened. There was nothing. So the din is, I'm a chuyah. Because of the, I should have realized that a ruach metzuya could bring this about. But zokt not was of it, but the description of eish is, you have a mazik. The ruach metzuya is a vehicle to bring the mazik in the mokeh that it could be mazik, but the mazik you have. He says, Avnoi sakinoi umasoi shenichei b'roish kadoi is also a mazik. A sakin. It's very sharp. Yeah, if it's on top of the, put on top of the roof on the edge, you could. But this, or you have an evan that has a koivet. An evan that has a koivet, it's put on top of the roof, a wooden blow top. This is called as a mazik there. But because it's not secure there, so you have a mazik, and a wind will take it down, and then when the wind gets it off the roof, the weight of the evan will hit someone on the head, really. So kaponim, so this is that the Gemara says is a teuda veish, that so I have a mazik, that a ruach metzuye can be a vehicle to make it be mazik. A mazik in his mitzadats, right? We're missing the vehicle, and the ruach metzuye is the vehicle. So I'm responsible. He says, tzroiris, amayra dikizach, tzroiris, you have a pebble. A pebble is not a mazik. If the Talmiger or the Mazik of Tzoyris is, you know why it's Mazik? Not the pebble is Mazik. The impact of the Zrika of the Behemoth gave it a kick or how it was walking, whatever it is, or the Talmiger. So the impact of the Koyach of the Behemoth, that made this small pebble, that made this tool be a Mazik. So Memele, so he says, so here, Aphilu will say it's a Ruach Metzuya. But I don't find in any place if the Ruach Metzuya makes it for a Mazik, that is not the Mazik of Eish. The Mazik of Eish is I have a Mazik already, now I'm only missing the vehicle to transport my Mazik to the Mokim Mehezik. There the Torah said you're Chayim. You have a mazik. You have to watch your mazik. It's burning beautifully on my table, but there's a wind and there's curtains and there's some melon. So your mazik is not shomo because the Lord mitzvah can there. But the mazik of nations, if I have a mazik, if I don't have a mazik at all, this Talmud is going to make it for a mazik. I'm potter. That is not the mazik of Eish. This svore that Nachlas David says, a beautiful svore. And he brings a raya, and the raya, Tatsach Meir, is very difficult. He asks a moira de kekashe. He says, he has a kashe, the Gemara says, we had before the beginning of Ketzer Darekut, we had a Gemara, Eglo Moishachas Bekolein Kamashmala. Someone attached a wagon to an eglo. To, yeah, and it's pulling the wagon, it's breaking kalim, and the chiddush is, this is called gufay, and it's not chayrus, and yachayim alts regal, this is called regal. Frek, the nachlus David, why do you need this whole lundus of regal? Let it be chayim alts eish. I mean, I attached a calling to an eglo. It's going. So let it be chayim alts eish. Is that raya? That it's not considered eish. Now, the raya is a very interesting raya. But can't say labet lachera egla is yomaz, and egla is like amle sakine masoid. I mean, if it's mazik, it's not mazik to the impact. If you have a wagon over here, a wagon is a koivit, the wagon is a weight. So all the egla is doing is bringing the, if there's any kalem on the ground, the egla is destroying the kalem out the koivit of the egla. So here at Fakishvel, the kash is a mordike kash, but I don't understand how, why according to the Nachlus David it's good. L'chayra and Megla has a koivit, a kolon has a koivit. But that's speaking about, forget, it's called regal. The etzim kasha, okay, I don't know how exactly the Nachlus David went. Of the etzim kasha of eglo, of shlit, the Chazon Ish has the kasha by shlit. We have a whole b'ayis of shlif shalah, pumbi yishev epiya, alumdis, this is called regal, it's not only the gufa beimah, something that's kosher to the beimah. Lumdis, fine. Frek the Chazon Ish. Why did this lumdis? It should be chayav al tzeish. It should be chayav al tzeish. So look, when Taisman says this yourself, I attach an article to an animal, and it's going to be mazik derech yidufet, shebichai b'alzeich. So the Chazon Ish says, I'm going to keter it. The Chazon Ish says that if it's mazik, the Chazon Ish says, if mitzad atzmoi it's regal, it's, I mean, the Gemara is saying, halachically, it hasn't been regal. Whatever is attached to the behemoth becomes a nitbal to the behemoth, it's called regal. Zok the chazen ish, so fine, it's regal. But let it be eish also. L'mayin afkemine, b'shus ha-rabim, regal is pot, the eish is chayim. So he says, that exeris ha-kosim of regal. If it falls into the category of regal, I can't be chayim al-tzeish. That means, regal, that's the chesayim of regal. Regal is potter b'shus ha-rabbit. And if a dover ha-mechuba le-behemeh is choshgev behemeh, so this falls into the category of regal. Regal is potter b'shus ha-rabbit. So someone will be very smart, but learn me chayim al-tzeish. No. That's the xeris ha-kosov of regal, that if it has a shame regal, it doesn't have a shame. Okay, this is so kaponim, we have a mahalach in Rashi. Rashi, the Nachmas David wants to say that Rashi held that the whole concept of eish doesn't apply. The whole concept of eish doesn't apply because here the hezek is mitzav the impact of the behemoth, not because of the koivit of the tliv. That's what the Nachlus David wants to say. I once heard from someone, Bissel Anandere Mahalach in Rashi, that Rashi held a Mordechai, that if you tie a dlil to a Talmud girl, it's not called a ruach metzuyah. That means we're going to have later a whole sugya, and if you have a gacheles with a chavora on it, and a keller will take it, that's called a ruach metzuyah, and you're responsible. So they want to explain there is pshat is, you have, in the city, you have 200 klovim. And from these 200 klovim, I can expect that one keller will take it and go and bring it to a garbage. This is expected. Out of 200 klovim. But over here, Rashi held, if I tie a dlil to one talmudil, so now the whole thing is, what is this talmudil going to do? To say that this talmudil is going to decide to go to a shusarab, could be that's not called a ruach metzuyah. A ruach metzuyah means if you have all the klovim in the shtot, are capable of taking this chavonis, I can say that's called a ruach metzuyah, because I have 200 possibilities that one keller will take it. You have 200 klovim. But if everything is dependent on the whims of one talmudil, I tied the dlil to one talmudil, could be bechlal, it's not, that's not called a ruach. See, that's what I once heard from someone. Could be that Moshe says this, I don't know, I don't have the sefer. And that, what Tosis brought a rai, Tosis brought a rai, it is a ruach metzuyah. Because the Moshe says, idoloi atznei pesheyahu. The rai says, it's a ruach metzuyah. Rashi seems to say the way Atzne that he threw into the Rosh Hashanah, that's what Rashi seems to say, because Rashi says, Pesheu v'kulei nezik v'yishlum ishchei v'yriyu she'yishlichei l'Rosh Hashanah, the Atzne does not, seems that Rashi did not learn that he put in his in front, on his front lawn, and the Tamagel took it, he put it, Mamish under Rosh Hashanah. Let's go back to Taishus. Nikshamei lo pota the Ishbuk. For Laisher, but, Kashrei Odom Chaye, Ladake Kashrei. Again, Taishus holds that the only Kashrei, do as in him, Hoiba Mokim, and Mutsnavi Nicha, the Mokim, and Tupe. Sheboshaboy, Afilu Loihigviyoy, Afilu, he did not lift it up, the Loikonoy, Taisus learns it's called a Ruach Metzuyah. So it's like Avnimisakinoy, Shenichim Beresh Gagoy, Biziku Basel, the Noch. So you don't have to tie it by leaving it in a Mokay, that a Tanagol can take it out of a Shusarab, that alone is considered a Kairaboy. The loike moishe persha kontris, the konye bad vokshe koshroi, the yeshloi lahai glil bailo, the whole takola, shenicha b'shusarai mechai bei mishambre, ha'amagav shaloi zochavo. So Taisu says, you don't need it to be long term. And if it's a ruach mitzuya, that it'll come into the Rishusarai, I'm called the kairei boi. So again, Taisus Lashitose, that's called the Ruach Metzuyah. If we will assume that it's not called the Ruach Metzuyah, so Memeila, we will assume this, so then could be Altskeira Boyri Zichanat Chayim, if it's not a Ruach Metzuyah. Could be his only chayv who became his, and he could think that it might go on to the shusaramis, his bechuyev to watch his takola. But if it's not his, could be Rashi held and not called a kairei boy. Zot the Mishnah vayter. Keitzad Hashem ma'edes. The Mishnah asks the kasha. How is Shem mu'ed? So the Mishnah answers, lechel es haloimo. If the behemoth eats something which is loy for this animal to eat, this is normal, this is a normal food that this behemoth eats, so that's the mazik of shame. A behame mu'edes lechel peiris v'yelokes. A behame is a vegetarian, so memele it'll eat peiris v'yelokes. So it means peiris v'yelokes, but is it that's m'shem. Och lo ksus eikele. What if it ate ksus eikele? It ate up a beged. So that's mishune. Shalom chatzi nezik, then that's kera, the pei chatzi nezik. Now we're going back to the mazik of shame. Bamedvor bamurim, v'shusam nizik. Shame, that eight haloi was only chai v'shusam nizik. Avo v'shus harabim potter. But the mazik of shame, v'shus harabim is potter, says, v'bir, v'stay acher, the light of Shusara. The inner is, but what is if it ate from Shusara and it had a no from the appeal? Mishalem is Mashenet. Now we'll see later that there are two Sibus Shalchim. That means as follows. The halacha is that, for example, I have a behemoth, and my behemoth was mazik b'chotzer hanizik. It went into someone else's field. It ate up a basket of apples, let us say, that is worth, let's say, $50. Now, I give my behemoth straw. I don't give it apples. Apples is too expensive. With apples, yomtiv, Shabbos, whatever, it needs straw, let's say. That straw is good enough. So a meal from, a normal meal from my behemoth, costs $10 a meal, let's say. That covers the day. That's a daily meal, $10. It ate up, basket of apples, which is worth $50. So I have to pay $50. Why do I have to pay $50? Because you're responsible for the hezekis and your animal, and that's the mazik of shame. You're responsible. It's mazik. I don't need that. I don't care if you were given that apples. You wouldn't have given that apples. But lemaise, your name was mazik. Change the mechuyev to pay how much the hezek was. Very expensive apples. You have to pay for them. But now, the same scenario in Rishus HaRabim, they ate up the same basket of apples. And potter to pay. But now, the Bailam will come over to me. He gives me a questionnaire. I give him a letter of condolences. I'm really very sorry that it happened, but you should be more careful when you shouldn't leave your apples in the Shusarab and let animals go there. Fine. So Mamela, so but I'm Potter, shame the Shusarab is Potter. So he comes over to me, you tell me what's gonna be today. Well, what are you gonna give your animal to eat today? Today? Ain't ready. Today, I'm potter. I won't give it anything. It's full to the gills already. I won't give it anything. So now the Bala apple tells them, ain't enough. Altamasi, you're potter, but you're gaining money from my apples. So you're mechuyev to pay this out. Didn't touch me. It's not altamasi, altamasi, and anything. Good, he can tell, well listen, I don't need apples. I don't give, all I need is that the stomach of my behemoth should be full. I don't have to give it the quality apples. Fine, of a deriving benefit from my food. So Mamela, there's a new chiyuv of mashenemi. It's not a mazik to kechiyuv. This is a new mechayev of mashenemi. You derive benefit. Your animal helped himself from my nechosim, and you're getting benefit from this. So Mamela, you mechuyuv to pay. So Mamela, so the Gemara says, I will be shoes to rabbi potter, the man is, mishalem is mashenem. Then there's a chiyuv of mashenem. Ketzad, mishalem is mashenem. Och lo mitoy chokov. If it were ate in the street, mishalem is mashenem. So then it's chain b'shus harab. There's no din of mashi zika. You pay mashenem. Mitzidei horechava, but it went on the sidewalks, it ate from the food which was in front of the houses, Mishalemis Mashi Iziko. We'll see exactly what the chiyuv is for these tashlum, but it's not shein b'shus harab. Mipesach hachanus, Mishalemis Mashi Nenis. The behemoth was by the Pesach HaChanus. It seems people, when they come to the Chanus, so in front of the Chanus, they bring the behemoth there also. So it seems it is a din of a Rishus HaRab. All the behemoths are brought there because people stand there. It's Meshalam is Mashinen. It's Mitzvah HaChanus. Meshalam is Mashizika. Zot Rashi, Ketzel Hashem Adres, Umeshanen, Lechel, Esaloylo. Shalemis chati nezek v'mishune. If it ain't och luxus v'keilu, mishune. Avo b'shus ram potter, the big abir bis be'acha, luxus v'keilu, nami potter, how you have done the same, big mother b'fosh. Ma shenenis, la tashlumi mal, you need to look at the b'fosh b'mor. Mitzide ha'l'choy, mishalemis ma shiziko, Kidin Keren Tam, Chatzinez, the Kibbut Nezik, Shom, the Gemara, the Proroshmur. Zot the Gemara, Tana Rabba, Hashem Mu'edis Lechel Esaloyma. The Mishnah says that Shem is Mu'ed to eat something which it's accustomed to eat. Ketzah. Beheima Shenichneso Lechotzer Anizik, Ro'och Lo'och Lo'oluyim Lo'. The behemi eats oichlin, which it normally eats. Vishasasa mashkin aluhuyin rot, mishalat ezik shams. Vechen chayo shenichnasa lachotan anizu. Vitofa behemi, achayi is not a vegetarian, achayi eats meat. The chayi went into chotan anizu, and it went and killed an animal, vachlo bosa, mishalat ezik shams. So the first two cases are speaking about that the behemoth or the chaya ate something which is the ideal macholim for this animal. This is what it normally eats. Now, the Baraisa continues. Upala sha'ochla sa'ayim. What happens if a pala ate barley? The barley is a mako for chamoyrin, not for barley. The chamoyr she'ochal kashinin. Kashinin is a mako for barley. The kelev, so this is not the normal food that these animals eat. The kelev she'likek es hashenin. The chazir she'ochal chatiche she'obosa. All these cases are not the normal foods that they eat. Mishalmin nezek shalom. They'll still pay nezek shalom. So let us see what the reason of this halacha. Let us see. Ashikol she'ochal sojim, she'machu chamoy. Vachamer she'ochal kashinim, she'machu tovim. Chen chazir v'kevra. Va'ach al gav. The Einos Rigilim Bekach, they normally will not eat this. Oyu v'ulchayu v'mechlinu al-yidei hat-chak shem-tayu. But when they're hungry, they're not so particular, they will eat it. Is ruyin lehen kerinimo. So this is considered if in certain matzovim they will take this machol and eat it readily, yeah, they're hungry. They have not read it. So that's also called roimo. That's called roimo. So the Gemara said, something that is not a normal food for behemoth. If the doichik, of the ovoi will force the animal to eat it, even though it's not so enjoyable, Shmei Achila, that's also called Achila, that means in yourself, the behemoth is mafunik, it likes to eat things that enjoy, preferably, but if when it's hungry, this is also a machol that it will eat. So Mamela, so Yechayev, that's called shame, even though it's not hungry. Not so hungry, this is called Aloyim. So come out. I shouldn't read the Ochel Tamri. If a cat went in 8 days, the Chamra the Ochel Benise, or a Chamoyen ate fish, we shall then let it show it. And this is also called, since it's Royal, they have hack, it's called Royal on Yechayim Nezik Shom. Zot Rashi, Shmei Achille, it is called an Achille Shem, even though the mice and now the behemoth ate it, it wasn't too hungry. It's called, this also falls into the category of shame. Shundre tochel, tamri, ochel, mechlina, deyatrat, aboksus, vekeile, nafur, deyatrat, labuche. That means even if it's hungry, it will not eat a straw hat. Abuche, mechlina, ella, miskavein lahat. So that's why it says in the Mishnah, aboksus, vekeile, peichat, inezi, because that's mishune, that's kel. Let us just see the bottom place with. So our Gemara says a chaticha shel boso is not a normal machu for a chazir. Yechayim al shem, but it's not a normal machu. Achil eide chaku kidemach. Vohod isnan tabi medeireis hagoyim. Now, the Goyim, they used to be koivel in the fallen, their wives were mako, in the place where they lived. So, Memele, a person was not permitted to enter a Goyish dira, because he couldn't, it's zicha olo, in the fallen that are covered in, and the maple is in the top. It says, Kolmokim shechazel v'chul v'yechayvam v'alek. But if the achazel is capable of going into this mother and helping himself, so you don't have to be afraid of the fallen, because if the chazal there will make a clean, or whatever food is there, he'll make sure to eat up. So Toysa is a kasha, we just learned the chazal is also particular. When it comes to meat, that's called achila yidei apchak. So how could we be so assured that the nefolim were eaten, were taken care of by the chazal? I mean, stamp meat, a steak. A chazal won't relish that, but a painful, the meat is very soft. The mamela isachaza lechatchila uli. The mamela, if chazerim have an access to this house, you don't have to be afraid that